Hevno je sjajno. Thank you very much. Going to introduce you to a young Delta lady, Rita Coolidge.
WMFO Medford.
WMFO in Medford.
91.5 FM WMFO.
On 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
There's always been a chasm between us. A lack of understanding and of trust. Saw me. And love was never something we discussed. People don't stay in my life for very long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our lives. I thought that I'd found a kindred spirit. Someone I could share my secrets with. My conscience spoke, but I didn't hear it. And I justified every connection missed. Everything changes and dies before too long. I don't know what I'm doing, but what I'm doing must be wrong. So please don't lie. Just say goodbye and let the tide erase the footprints of our lives.
Okay. Hopefully you guys can hear me. I think I can hear myself. Let's see. Yeah, okay, the levels are going. Cool, cool. It's always weird with the mask, and we're also providing, oh boy, our new, our own headphones when we come in, so they're a little bit different. It's a whole new vibe. Anyway, this is Button Pushers. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Starting a little bit later today because last time I came in, I like ran into the other person, and that's like not supposed to happen because of COVID stuff. So I think they were maybe leaving a little bit late, or maybe I came in a bit early. I don't really know. And I just wanted to come a little bit later to make sure that didn't happen in case, you know, like the police wanted to like destroy me and my family and like my college tuition. But in any case, we've got Harrison's mix first because he's not in the studio, so he sent a mix in. And then my mix comes after. I did a little Instagram poll today to see what people wanted for the mix, and like a motivating mix or like a fight the burnout mix is what won, so stay tuned for that. It was fun to make. It's not very good, but the song selection is pretty nice, I think. And Harrison's mix, I didn't listen to it yet, but I saw the track list, and it features the collab that came out today. So Harrison has once again made a mix using songs that he found today, which is insane in my opinion, but insane in a good way, like talented insane. Just to make sure that my adapter is working, because sometimes it doesn't, I'm going to ease in whatever I was listening to on Spotify, so you guys get like a little inner looking into my brain, I guess. Yeah, believe it or not, I'm pretty sure the adapter is working. Okay. Let me try something maybe a little bit smoother so that it's easier to tell. Nope, it's definitely not working. Okay, cool. I was gonna say, I thought that song sounded better than that, but honestly, I found it just a couple days ago, so I don't know it too well yet. Let's try this. It's still cruddy. Oh no. Let's see. It's kind of a pain. I have to like twist the adapter when I plug it into my phone or else it doesn't work for some reason, which is a very like indicative factor that I should probably just get a new adapter, but we'll see how it goes. Let's try this. That sounds cleaner. Okay. I think it's working a little bit better now. So we will go to Harrison's mix. Thank you for your patience and while I figure this out. Also, let's hope that YouTube Music works because sometimes it doesn't. My phone uses that as like the base library for downloaded songs because Google is running the world at this point. But here is Harrison's mix without further ado.
Welcome back to Button Pushers on 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Harrison. This week I'm out of the studio, so Diego's in it, and it's going to be awesome. I know he prepared a really sick mix for you guys. I'm not sure what he went with, but if you saw on his Instagram story, that is if you follow him on Instagram, he asked you what you wanted to hear, so hopefully you gave your input and he'll have done you justice, of course. Speaking of justice, a new Justice song came out this week, which is crazy, and it's a throwback, and it's really cool, so I recommend you check that out. Anyways, I did a mix here. It's very quick, very rough, but it's a bunch of songs from this week that, mostly from this week, there's some stuff from other times, but I hope you enjoy. I'll go over the track list after it plays. But without further ado, here it is. I've been trying to roll like a stone onto your island. But everywhere I go, only echoes in the silence. You don't even know, you don't even show your diamonds. Where the fuck are you? Always leave me in the blindness. But I know it's not over. Through the static, I can feel you getting closer. Send a flare to light the way. Oh, 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 oh. Holding my feelings.
shit way too formal. Y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these hoes I made off records I produce. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function in the bottom room. Throw the hop in, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Luke. Had to slot the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? And I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean, it's just a plume. Now I gotta open, it's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the we'll be right back.
My love, don't know where you are.
right, that was my mix. I hope you enjoyed it. All right, that was my mix. I hope you enjoyed it a lot. I ended with one of the two new songs by San Holo this week. It's called My Fault. The other one's Black and White. I think it's a really amazing song, one of my favorite songs of his to date. The ending part, I will say, has intentional clipping. It's like you open up 10 serums in Ableton at once, and your whole computer just freaks out and glitches. So this is me every time I make the mix in Rekordbox. That's what it sounds like. I'm pretty sure none of the artifacting was from me, though no promises. Rekordbox is pretty bad at handling some stuff. Anyways, the mix started off with Island by Seven Lions and Wooly, and then it transitioned to Skrillex's remix of Sicko Mode by Travis Scott. From there, it went into the new Ray Volpe song, Nosebleed. And then it went into Dodge and Fuski versus 12th Planets, Big Rhythm Monsta. From Big Rhythm Monsta, it went into the new Must Die and Akeo song, Lol OK. I really like that title, by the way. And then it went into Imanu's Whatever It Takes. Imani's playing Second Sky Fest. I recommend you check out Second Sky Fest. It's Porter Robinson's festival. It's virtual this year. I'm pretty sure it's all free. They have people like Rez Imanu, Porter Robinson, Caro Caro Bonito. So many awesome people. So then it went to the new Tech Genesis song called Contact. And from there, it went to the Boombox Cartel and Moody Good song, Shadow. I really like this song. I recommend you check it out in its entirety. And finally, as I mentioned in the beginning, we ended with San Holo's My Fault. Next week, I'm not sure if I'll be able to go into the studio because I have some crazy deadlines, but I will definitely make a mix, or try to at least put something together in ahead of time. But I hope you all have a good week. Peace.
All right, that was Harrison's mix. Oh, wow, the headphones are so much louder. I can hear myself now. Yay, okay. Wow, that was a fantastic mix, and the song selection was insane. There was a part where I was logging it, and I've heard most of these songs. Well, I should say half of the songs, and I definitely heard the songs when this happened, but I was trying to log the songs when the transitions happened, and I just really couldn't tell. So that was really smooth by Harrison. And also, thank you for telling me that there's a new Ray Volpe song, because that went hard. I'm definitely going to add that to my playlist. And yeah, also the new Must Die song coming out on his album Crisis Vision. Even if you don't like Must Die, even if you don't even like electronic music, just go look at the cover art for Crisis Vision. It looks so good. The art is like insanely well done. I love it. Yeah. That was a really great mix. Thank you for that, Harrison. I'm going to read the PSA now. And I've realized that almost every PSA is like kind of devastating. I wish they had one that was like, don't forget to smile because it's good for your face or something. But instead, medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives every year. The healthcare community is working on it, but you can help. When you communicate with your doctor, when you ask more questions, you reduce your risk of suffering a medical mistake. Doctors can't answer if you don't ask. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Agency of Healthcare Research and Quality, and the Ad Council. Cool. You can hear the binder, like, clipping against everything. This binder is so old, and it's, like, crinkly and taped all over the place. It's fantastic. Okay, I think we'll probably get to my mix. Like I and Harrison both said, the mix was kind of based off of a poll that I did on my Instagram. If you want to contribute to those polls later on, go ahead and check me out. That's not like a shout out or anything, or like a self-sponsorship, not trying to be, but if you want the show to be better for you, then hit me up at 360 Degrees. Degrees is spelled like my last name, DGRIES. Yeah. Thank you. I'm a math major, by the way. Anyway, so people wanted like a motivating mix, and I agree because the burnout is real. I just had like a crazy long week of like 3 or 4 all-nighters, I think, throughout the week, just working on exams and projects. And so very excited for this long weekend, and also could very much use this kind of motivating mix. So I think the beginning of the mix has a little bit more like transitions going on than the end. The end kind of, the songs are just kind of playing one after another for the most part. And also the beginning is, I would say, maybe a little bit more motivating, whereas the end is a little bit more encouraging. The final song in the mix is by Porter Robinson, which Harrison was talking about at the end of his mix as well, at the end of his recording. Highly recommend checking out his new album that's coming out, Nurture. It's the songs that he's released as singles from this have been absolutely phenomenal. And honestly, like, just super, like, just such a super cool story too. Like, he does a lot of writing. Like, the lyrics are kind of introspective and like focusing on his life. And I'll even talk about that at the end of the song of my mix, or I'm sorry, my mix has a song of his and it concludes the mix. After my mix is over, I will talk about that song a little bit more in detail. But definitely go check out Porter Robinson. His music is really good, and I think it's really accessible too. I know a lot of times on our show we play some pretty crazy stuff, especially when we explore like Future Rhythm or like Must Die tracks, but Porter Robinson's music is very good and very accessible, so go check that out. But without further ado, we'll play my mix, and hopefully it's somewhat motivating as we finish up this crazy year.
Welcome to the world, no heroes and villains. Welcome to the war, we've only begun. So pick up your weapon and face it. There's blood on the ground, go and take it. You get one shot to make it out alive. And killer higher than villains and ass. Fuck a title, you provoking a reaction? Are you slow or are you fast? Man, are you smoking or are you passing? Are you wishing, are you hoping? Are you hoping for some action? A serious assault attacks, man. Am I joking? Am I laughing? If you see me crack a smile and I got paid tonight. I'm with my air like some mama made a plate of rice. They say you need to dumb it down like that's some great advice. Nah, I'm way too busy showing them what greatness like.
Everywhere I go, I get a standing ovation. Speaking the coach, my game got no imitation. It's innovation. We're now experiencing greatness. We're now experiencing greatness. We're now experiencing greatness. We're now experiencing greatness. We're now experiencing. I'm prepared for the greatness. Spit a flow that'll strip the soul bare and naked. I ain't scared to say shit. God is the greatest, no joke. I have my fools going through spiritual anguish. Cause I'm clearly his favorite. Never hear from the fake show. Staring at the so-called gangsters. The OGs, nothing to play. This is much more than entertainment. Still hit on my mother. What the world I saw my name is my name.
Should there be a reason to pretend? Because you're being our dearest friend.
My mix. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know it kind of some of the transitions were a little weird, and also like the theme kind of switched halfway through, but hopefully you liked it. I can go through the track list really quickly because I still want to talk about Porter Robinson a little bit. But I started with Rise by the Glitch Mob and Mako featuring World Alive. This song was one of the tournament songs for like the League of Legends World Championships. You don't have to like the game, but you should check out all of those songs because they are fantastically, like, well done. I have pretty much all of them on my playlist, and even my brother does, I think, and he barely plays the game. But, yeah, they're very good songs. And then transitioned into Greatness by Karma Fields, into Feel It by Stonebank, into Board Game by Coven. All three of those are pretty good. I think they're all, yeah, they're all Monster Cat releases. Pretty nice. I really like the builds in Stonebank's Feel It, but I felt like the drop was not necessarily fitting the bill for motivating. And so I moved into Coven's board game. And then I played Punk Right Now by HYO and 3LAU. It's the Kuro remix. And I think Kuro remixes are really fun because Kuro, as a when they were a duo, they had like a very dark theme to all of their music. And they had like a very like demonic motif kind of, and like summoning stuff and like all kinds of fun things on their cover arts and in their songs. And then they split, and the person who is still like under Kuro or whatever, still has kind of that dark motif, but it's a little less like supernatural and just a little bit more like interpersonal, I guess. But when, while they were together and while they're like separated or whatever, Kuro remixes kind of go away from that, and they go into a little bit more fun, groovy stuff like you heard there. They have a lot of remixes of Zed's songs as well, so go check out that. Then I went into Grind and Hustle by Drulu, one of my favorite tracks by them, into You'll Be Fine by Laszlo, and into A Weird Machine by Drulu, but it's the Dumu remix, and I really like that song too. I think he played with the drop really well. And then finally, it was Look at the Sky by Porter Robinson. And that song is really good. It fits, like, his whole Nurture EP, I'm assuming, is going to kind of share the theme of the songs that he's released one at a time. And they're all kind of explaining his journey, I guess, of like trying to understand himself, because when he was like 21, he released his Worlds EP, and it like shattered the billboards. Like, it got to number one on dance and electronic like really quickly, and it's always been a very popular album. And then he didn't make anything in 2015 due to like depression, and then in 2016 he did a track with Madion called Shelter, which tons of people know about, even if they don't like electronic music, because the track was really solid, so much that A1 Productions and Crunchyroll like collaborated to like make an entire like animated short basically for the song, and it's really good. I really suggest that you go check out the Shelter like music video. It's really, really well done, and just like a really fun ride. And then after that, he still kind of like didn't release a ton of stuff in kind of a 3-year period almost. Like, these releases that he's coming out with now are by far like the most productive, I guess, he's been. And in Look at the Sky, he has a line in it where he says, "I can make something good," and that comes